Our next two contestants will play a word game full of bad puns. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Sarah Gruber. You're a grad student studying musical theater. And when you were a kid, you modeled for American Girl dolls in fashion shows.
Yes, that is very true.
Okay. First of all, they had fashion shows?
They did. So they chose me and I modeled all of Kirsten's outfits.
And Kirsten?
Kirsten is the blonde Swedish girl. So
so they put you in this fancy outfit. Was that your main doll, Kirsten? That's the one you did?
I mean, yeah, Kirsten was the main one. He had to hold the doll as he went down
runway,
you know, in her matching outfits. It was all a bit creepy looking back.
Did you get a doll?
No, and I'm honestly offended.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I feel like they should have paid us in dolls.
Or
like,
did they pay you in money?
Not that I remember.
All right, ask your parents. Ask your parents. Yeah. Sarah, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Matt Lyman. You work for a tech company in Seattle.
Weird.
And to celebrate New Year's Eve, you throw a dinner party made up of dishes inspired by the year's headlines?
We do.
So give me an idea of a dish.
We had the James Comey testimony. We made a 7-layer dip because he's 7 feet tall.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
One layer was spicy, so it was the Oh Lordy layer for him.
Very good. Matt, when you're ringing, we'll hear this. Remember, Sarah and Matt, whoever has more points after two games will go on to our final round. We've got a word game for you called Good Play, Bad Movie. In this game, you'll mash up well-regarded stage plays and musicals with critically panned movies. Jonathan Coulton, would you like to give us an example, please?
I very much would.
Thank you.
So, if we said, this Andrew Lloyd Webber rock opera replaces The Apostles with a rebooted 70s cop duo played by Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson, you would answer, Jesus Christ Super Starsky and Hutch.
Here we go. In this ill-advised Shakespeare / SNL crossover, Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan bop their heads to the lyrics, if music be the food of love, baby don't hurt me, play on. Sarah.
12th Night. In Talladega? Is that a movie?
That is a movie, but it doesn't work in this moment. Okay, Matt, can you steal?
Yes. 12th Night at the Roxbury.
Yes, that is correct.
When Willie Loman can't handle his increasing failures, his company replaces him with a giant snake from the Amazon jungle who knows how to swallow the competition whole. Sarah.
Okay, it's Death of a Salesman. Death of a Sales Mandaconda.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there you go.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Alison Bechdel meets Macaulay Culkin in this musical memoir about a kid who's separated from his family in the Big Apple and gets a job at a mortuary. Sarah.
Fun Home Alone.
I'm sorry, we can't accept that. Matt, do you know the answer?
In New York, so would it be Fun Home Alone 2 Lost in New York?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh! There we go.
That was a tough beat, Sarah.
You're welcome,
sorry.
You're welcome.
I have to follow the rules, is the thing. This one is super easy. Vin Diesel is the perfect choice to play the female protagonist in this Pulitzer-winning Wendy Wasserstein play that follows the title character over 3 decades, from a high school student to art historian to fugitive fighting off an army of necromongers. Army of necromongers.
I feel like Matt's...
I'm just going to... I don't
Matt.
Have any idea what this play is, but I'm pretty
sure
it's...
looking forward to what you're about to say.
I know, I'm pretty sure, though, that the movie is The Tales of Riddick. It feels like, because it's that, necromonsters. So I'm just going to leave it at that, because I have literally no idea what play that
okay,
is.
Okay, I'm sorry. I cannot give it to you, Matt.
That's okay.
Sarah, do you know the answer?
I needed to hear it.
My undergrad theater teacher is going to be so mad, because we've read so much Wendy Wasserstein. Is it Uncommon People and something? You get the gist.
I'm afraid I can't give it to you.
No, you should say correct.
Correct, that is correct. What we're looking for is the Heidi Chronicles of Riddick.
I didn't know that. Oh, he's going to be so mad.
Here's your last clue.
It's a real workout.
It really is.
David Mamet's trademark wit falls flat in this Mike Myers spy spoof, Coffee is for Closers, baby. Sarah.
Austin Powers, I think maybe is the movie. David Mamet. Gonna pass.
All right, Matt. Can you steal?
I can. It's Glengarry Glen Roston Powers.
Yeah, that's right. All right, great game. Matt is in the lead. Coming up, Paula Cole returns, and Jonathan Colton has a music parody game about one-hit wonders. Maybe this will be the one game that makes us famous. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.